Blog Talk Radio.
Truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And the word that God gave me this morning comes out of Jeremiah chapter 17. And it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Again, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. God, our hope in times of trouble. God is our hope in the good times, in the bad times, in the ugly days to come. God is our hope. Jesus is our hope. We have to trust in the Lord in this time, in every time, in every season. We got to trust in God. And we got to study and show ourselves approved. Study the Word of God. Because when we study the Word of God, we have a leg up on the wiles of the enemy. Because he's throwing everything at us that you can imagine. And, you know, as I looked at my word, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We've got to have faith. Go away out of no way. Faith that all things will work for our good because we put our trust in the Lord. And understand that just as Jeremiah prophesied of what would happen to Israel, John prophesied, Daniel prophesied, what will happen to us? We got to get it together. We got to understand and know the word and study because the enemy is busy creating havoc in every place he goes, every place. I have never in my life seen where lies have become truths to some people, where it doesn't matter what the truth is as long as I can stay in power. It doesn't matter what the truth is as long as me and mine got ours. Doesn't matter what the truth is, as long as I get what I want. We have gone down a slippery slope of lies, deceit, deception, and accepting it as truth. In the church body, as well as outside, because understand, the church body is just a microcosm of what is in the world. So if there's bigotry in the world, it's bigotry in the church. Phobia in the world, it's homophobia in the church. Whatever is in the world, you better believe it's in the church. Because why? People are the church. And people bring their prejudice. People bring their bigotry. People bring their miseducation and not understanding into the church. And that's why churches are being beat up from the inside out. because sneaky, slimy snakes slither in and slither out. They slither in to cause confusion, and once confusion is started, then they slither out and talk about how horrible the church is. And then when the church starts to do well and things are back on even keel, here they come slithering back in to create confusion. We've got to understand the wiles of the enemy is to destroy the church because he's mad. He's mad at us. He's mad at humans. He's mad at God's creation because we have opportunity for eternal life. We have opportunity to praise God, to be able to go into the realm of angels and men and have peace and have tranquility and have the joy of the Lord. And he's mad because he can't go back. He can't go back to being an angel of God. He can't go back to being the minister of music, our angel of music. He can't go back to where he was. He can never go back. And the third that followed him cannot go back either. And they're angry and they hate us and do whatever they can to disrupt our lives and create chaos where there was order. We got to get back in order so that God can use us for his glory. Then God, family, keep lifting up the name of Jesus and keep listening and reading your word, because this word is what's going to save our life. This word is what's going to save our souls. This word, this basic instruction before leaving earth, is what's going to get us through, because you will be able to see truth over lies. You will be able to recognize, that's not what the word says. He just changed what God's word said. God's word does not say that. And then have your pad and your pen and go back and read it yourself when you get out of church, if that word is not being taught correctly. Because we cannot allow misinformation in the church body. We can no longer allow lies to be told from the pulpits, because God will hold us accountable. Gotta read the word as it's written and trust God. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning lifting up the name of Jesus, thanking you for your son, thanking you for your sacrifice for us, because you gave your beloved child for our horrible sins. Father God, we ask forgiveness for the things that we as mankind have done to hurt and harm each other. Lies told in your name. Children hurt in your body where they should have been protected. Your word being distorted for profit and gain. We ask forgiveness, oh God, for a world that does not appreciate the air we breathe. A world that does not appreciate the gift of this planet that you gave us. That does not appreciate your absolute unabiding love. I ask for forgiveness, God, and ask you to guide us and lead us in the direction we need to go so that we will walk in righteousness, in love, walk in justice, walk in peace, walk in all the things that you have stated in your word. And above all, that we love you above all things, that we not worship other gods, like the gods of money and stuff and things that will tarnish and rust and not ever be able to go anywhere but where they are. Because they can't go with us when we leave this world. Lord God, I ask forgiveness for leaders who have distorted the truth and caused so many to fall. Father God, I lift up the name of Jesus today as his blood covers us from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet as it goes through our veins. I lift up peace and love and joy and hope in a future today, Lord God, that we will be able to walk and talk one day with you, to be absent from this earthly body and to be in your presence, Lord, for you are our absolute joy. You are the understanding. You are absolutely everything. And Father God, I lay my life at your feet. I lay my soul. I lay my strength. I lay everything at your feet, Lord God, because I can't do anything without you, God. And so, Father, I lift up this word today, asking you, Lord God, to please increase as I decrease. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my very humble heart be acceptable in your holy and majesty, that it be acceptable in your sight, Father God. For you are my strength, Lord. You are my redeemer. You have redeemed me by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And by his redeeming blood, Lord God, are my strength and my salvation. You are my Father, and I know that you love me. And I thank you for your love for me, for your love for this world that you gave us, for your love for your creation. I thank you, God. And I ask you, Lord God, the great I am, to lead us and guide us. Give us hope in a future. And help us to walk down the right path toward light and not darkness. In Jesus' name, again, I lift this word that it may be a blessing, that it may touch a heart, that those that hear it will say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We gotta trust God. I get filled up when I think of how much God gives us warnings to do and how to do it, and how we choose to ignore it. And as we get into our word this morning, that's what Jeremiah's dealing with. Hard-hearted, hard-headed people who do not want to listen, who would rather put him in stocks than listen to what he's saying. And the Lord God speaks in this word this morning. And God is not pleased. He wasn't pleased with Israel. He wasn't pleased with Judah. He was getting ready to wreak some havoc because of hard-headed, stiff-necked, idolatrous, and adulterous folks, doing everything that the top 10 said not to do. Just as what's going on today was going on then. And I can tell you this, that as we read this word this morning, Isaiah's words I'm sorry, Jeremiah's words. We just finished Isaiah. Jeremiah's words are today, just like Isaiah's words were today, just like John's words are today, Daniel's words are today. Everything that we're reading from some years ago can be today, because history unknown is history repeated. And it's being repeated. And believe me, when that true prophet comes, you will know it. God is sending prophets even now. And are we listening? Are we listening? Are we listening? Are we trusting God? I'm not trying to preach this morning. God, let me get to this word. Again, yesterday, today. And this is what the Lord said to Jeremiah, the prophet. So the prophet Jeremiah is about to take over and preach today and give a prophetic word. Are we listening? And the Lord, then the Lord said to me, is Jeremiah, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall be, if they say to you, where should we go? Then you shall tell them, thus says the Lord, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four forms of destruction, says the Lord, the sword to slay the dogs, to drag the birds of the heavens and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. I will hand them over to trouble, to all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will bemoan you? Or who will turn aside to ask how you are doing? You have forsaken me, says the Lord. You have gone backward. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting, and I will renown them with a renowning fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, that they do not return from their ways. Their widows will be increased to me more than the sand of the seas. I will bring against them, against the mother of the young men, a plunder at noonday. I will cause anguish and terror to fall on them suddenly. She languishes who has borne seven. She has breathed her last. Her sun has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the remnant of them I will deliver to the sword because their enemies, says the Lord, before their enemies, says the Lord. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. Every one of them curses me. You think how Jeremiah was feeling, that everybody's cursing me because he's telling the truth. Liars don't want to hear the truth. They want to make up their own truth. And this is what they were doing. They did not want to follow God. They were doing everything you name it under the sun. They were doing it. You know, King Hezekiah, you know, we all know. We read Kings, we read, you know, Isaiah, we read Samuel, we read all of these words, and we read the Chronicles of the Kings, and we know Hezekiah was concerned about living his own life. You know, God gave him 15 more years he was at, and that nothing would happen under his reign. He was the one that came in and let the Babylonians see everything. Yeah, I got this. I got that. Look at here. I got this. I got that. Oh, wait, hold it. Let me show you all the gold. Let me show you what my forefathers made. Let me show you everything of the kingdom. Woo-hoo, all that handsome. Dumb as a box of rocks. Showed everything to the Babylonians. And all they did was wait, wait, and wait until his evil son took over. Can give so much to your children that your children are not worth anything. Because you done gave and gave and gave, and they haven't had to work for anything. And so they think everything should be given. And what did he do after everything had been cleaned up by Josiah, by Hezekiah? What did he do? Come in and mess up everything. Mess it up. Go back to the ways of Ahab and Jezebel. Just evil. Allowing corruption in his kingdom. And the Babylonians just came easing on in. And did everything that Jeremiah is going to tell him is going to happen. Everything. Everything. Understand, Jeremiah was trying his best to keep them from going into bondage. To keep them understanding that the Babylonians are coming. But they don't want to listen. They're like, huh, we're all good. And God is not pleased. And this is what it says. The Lord said, not Jeremiah. The Lord said, surely it will be well with your remnant. Surely I will cause the enemy to intercede with you in the time of adversity and the time of affliction. Can anyone break iron? The northern iron and the bronze, your wealth and your treasures, I will give as plunder without price because of all your sins. Throughout your territories, I will make you cross over with your enemies into a land which you do not know. For a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. O Lord, you know this, Jeremiah. Remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake, I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name. O Lord God of hosts, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand. But you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream of water that fails? Therefore, thus says the Lord, and the Lord speaking again. If you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me if you take out the precious from the vial. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. And they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. All you got to do is do what God says do. And he says, and I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. God wants to do his best for us, but we are hard-hearted and stiff-necked. And as the word of the Lord says in verse chapter 16, the word of the Lord has come, also came to me saying, you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. He's telling Jeremiah, you're not going to have a family. Not here anyway. But thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and their fathers who begot them in this land. They shall die gruesome deaths. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried, but they shall be like refuge. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their corpses shall be meat for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. But thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this place, says the Lord. Loving kindness and mercy, both the great and the small, shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Nor shall men break bread in mourning for them to comfort. Can't get the words out this morning. But I'm going to go back to verse 7 of 16 one more time so we can get it right. Nor shall men break bread in mourning for them to comfort them for the dead. Nor shall men give them a cup of consolation to drink for their father or their mother. Also, you shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease from this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall be when you show this people all these words, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all this great disaster against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? And you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord, they have walked after other gods and have served them and worship them, and have forsaken me and not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you do not know, neither you nor your fathers. And there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he has driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill, and out of the holes of the rock. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress. My refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lives, worthlessness and unprofitable things. While a man make gods for himself, which are not gods. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is the Lord. Woo! I'm reading that again. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. All caps. L-O-R-D. The Lord. Don't mess with God. We'll do life lessons if time permits, questions. We'll do all of those after our scripture is read this morning. And it says this in Jeremiah 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With the point of a diamond, it is engraved. On the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. While their children remember their altars and their wooden images by the green trees on the high hill. Oh, my mountain in the field, I will give a plunder your wealth, all your treasures, and your high places of sin within all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall let go of your heritage, which I gave you. And I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord. From our word this morning, God's title came from this lesson in chapter 17, from this scripture today. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. But understand that even in blessings, there are also curses. And there's a curse in here. We got to understand. God wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. He wants the best for us. He wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. He wants the best for his children. And so there are blessings and there are curses. And so I want to just go with the understanding of the curses. This is what God is saying. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Can I say it again? Is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his trust. Whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inherit, or shall inhabit the parched place in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. And I'll read that one more time because you got to know the blessings and the curses. And the blessing says this one more time. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. In God. We should trust in the Lord, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed. This is what we want to hear. Blessed. Is the man who trusts in the Lord. All caps, Lord, which is the Lord our God, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when he comes, and its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I, the mind, even to give every man according to his what? According to the fruit of his doings. God is speaking to us today. The question is, are we listening? As a partridge that broods but does not hatch. So is he who gets riches, but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he will be a fool. Chasing after money and stuff. Take it with you. You can't take it with you. You know, the pharaohs of Egypt thought they could take everything they had with them. Even including the slaves would kill folks and bury them in the tombs with them. Because they wanted to make sure they had their household with them. So they had everything for the afterlife. Took all their treasures, put it all down in the tombs with them. What happened? What does the word of God say? Thieves rushed in and looted it, took it, opened their graves. You know, mummies are on this, their graves, their bodies are on display. Thieves have rushed in and stolen it all. And this is what the word of God says. It says, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Oh, Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. That should be a highlightable. That should be a word that you need to memorize. 17 and 14 of Jeremiah. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Hallelujah. I say it one more time, because we all need healing. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Because when God does something, it's done. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I am not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you. Nor have I desired the woeful day. You know what came out of my lips. It was right there before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. Let them be ashamed who persecute me. But do not let me be put to shame. Let them be dismayed. But do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them who double destruction. With double destruction. Jeremiah's like, you know, these folks is just wicked. I mean, this is what thus the Lord said to me. Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people by which the kings of Judah come in and by which they go out. And in all the gates of Jerusalem and say to them, hear the word of the Lord. You kings of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your house on the Sabbath day, nor do any work but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they did not obey nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of this city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princesses, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the lowland, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. But if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire, shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Chapter 18 of Jeremiah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Says the Lord, look at the clay. It's in the potter's hand. So are you in my hand. O house of Israel, the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it. Understand. Nations rise and nations fall. But the Lord God is forever. The word tells us the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. We got to relent from evil. We're wondering why so many folks are dead. Why all of a sudden East Coast is being hit with hurricanes. The Gulf is being hit with hurricanes. California is being hit with fires. Even volcanoes are trying to erupt. We better understand. God is speaking. Earthquakes, come on now. Haiti has been hit with hurricanes. Tsunamis are hitting Japan. All kind of nations are getting beat up. Have we ever thought that maybe all we need to do is repent? To ask for forgiveness, to turn away from evil, so that God will relent? Again, God is the creator of everything. Nothing is without God. This nation would not exist. Your nations would not exist without God. And all he has to do is speak it, and our nations can all be destroyed because of evilness. And it says this, and the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, and I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it. Now, therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, so we will walk according to our own plans, and we will everyone obey the dictates of his evil heart. And that's what they did. And it says, therefore, thus says the Lord, ask now among the Gentiles who has heard such things. The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing waters be forsaken for strange waters? Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways and not on a highway, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then they said, come, and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Folks don't want to hear the truth. Hard-hearted, hard-minded, neck. Didn't want to hear the truth that Jeremiah was speaking, so we're going to get rid of him. We're going to basically attack him with lies is what they're going to do. Come and let us attack him with the tongue. What is it? The power of death and life is in the tongue. They was trying to kill Jeremiah with their mouths, putting their mouths on the prophet. And this is what it says, give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine and pour out their blood. He's not. Jeremiah's upset now. He said, I don't care. Do with what you're going to do with them. He said, by the force of the sword, let their wives become widows and bereaved of their children. Let their men be put to death, their young men be slain by those sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, you know all their counsel, which is against me to slay me. Provide no atonement for their iniquity, nor blot out their sins from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. He's like, uh-uh. They set traps for me. They wanted to kill me praying for them. I'm trying to do what's right, and they're trying to do what's wrong. Gone, Lord. Take care of them. You know, Jeremiah was like, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of these folks trying to do me in, when all I'm trying to do is save their life. And we see folks every day trying to do each other in as others are trying to save their life. Jeremiah chapter 19. Says, thus says the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen flask and take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the potter's shed gate, and proclaim there the words that I will tell you and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle. Because they have made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers, kings of Judah, have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the sons of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of those who seek their lives. Their corpses I will give as meat for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth. I will make this city desolate and hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hissed because of all its plagues. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And everyone shall eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the desperation with which their enemies and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. Says, then you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet till there is no place to bury. Thus I will do to this place, says the Lord, and to its inhabitants, and make this city like Tophet. And the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Tophet, because of all the houses of those of whose roofs they have burned incense to all the host of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods. Then Jeremiah came from Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks, that they might not hear my words. Chapter 20 of Jeremiah. Now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in stocks. that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it happened on the next day that Bashar brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, the Lord has not called your name Bashar, but Megor Meshabib. For this is the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon and slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth of the city, all its produce, and all its precious things, all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, for sure, you, all who dwell in your house, shall go into captivity. You shall go to Babylon, and there you shall die, and be buried there, and you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted violence and plunder, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, for his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not, for I heard many mocking, fear on every side, report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watched for my stumbling, saying, perhaps he can be induced, then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, ooh, the word is good, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For I have pleaded my cause before you. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon, because he did not kill me from the womb, that my mother might have been my grave and her womb always enlarged with me. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? You know, God's work is not easy. It's not easy to follow what God calls you to do. And that's how Jeremiah was feeling. And this is what, you know, Dr. Stanley gave a life lesson for chapter 20. Verse 2, Bashar struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks. Jeremiah suffered greatly for faithfully proclaiming the word that God told him to speak. To an observer, it might not have looked as though God always rewards obedience, but a snapshot does not equal the whole movie. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29, his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. If your goals are truly from the Lord, you will have a feeling deep within that you must accomplish them in order to obey the Lord and to bring benefit to others. You won't be able to do otherwise, and that is the truth. You know someone is called when they can't hold it. They try. They try not to get in the middle of stuff, but God tells them, you say this, and they have no choice but to do what thus says the Lord, because it's like a burning in their hands burn. It's like this churning in their heart that I got to get this word out, that no matter what happens, I got to get this word out. And that is how the ministers feel, and apostles and prophets. an evangelist. You can't help it. It's a burning in your heart that you've got to get the word out. And we have to get God's word out. This is like a burning in my spirit. I can't sleep until I do what I got to do for God. I can't move. I can't breathe until I do what I have to do for God. And when God says, get my word out, you got to get the word out. And you have to read it the way it's written. You can't add to it and you can't take away from it. God's word is God's word. And we have to know it and study it and listen and know that God is speaking to us today. We don't want to have to live that revelation life through the tribulation. It's not easy. Pastors don't want to preach revelations. They don't want to preach Jeremiah. They don't want to preach Daniel. They don't want to preach Isaiah. We can't have fluff. We got to have the truth. And the truth is the word of God, and it's important. And we got to know it because our time is getting shorter and shorter. And if we don't get the word of God in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit, and we don't cry out to the Lord, heal me, oh Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. God is our praise. God is our help in time of trouble. But we got to follow his word. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And we are made in his image. We got to trust God. We got to know that God wants us to be the best we can be. I don't have time to get to all the life lessons from Dr. Stanley today, but this one that touched on our blessings. We talked about the blessings. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord is our title for today. Because Jeremiah talked about a whole lot of curses, but this is the one that stands out. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. And this is what Dr. Stanley says, God made us for dynamic and deep relationship with himself, and trying to replace him with anything else will always result ourselves. And that is our word for this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Is this today? Good morning. When life gives you more than you can stand, kneel. Have a follow God Friday, and that just stands right with everything we talked today. Everything that Jeremiah said today, what the Lord said through Jeremiah, it all boils down to kneeling. Pray. We got to push. Pray until something happens and watch God work in our lives. And that he will say, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Trust in God today. Give God your absolute. Trust and obey what he tells you to do. Because this word is coming true. Just like the blessings, there will be the curses if we don't do what God says. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Thank you so much for listening, family, and as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of our matchless Savior, Christ Jesus. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. Have a wonderful weekend, and please join me on Sunday, God willing, as we study his word in Thessalonians as well as Psalms. And Proverbs. And if God permits time, we will go back over some of the life lessons from this Jeremiah word on Sunday. Thank you so much for listening in. Have a wonderful day. And again, remember that it is God who we trust. Don't listen to lies told by men. Get on your knees and pray. And say, Lord God, please lead me. Please guide me. Please show me. For you are my Father. and I am your child, and I will put my trust in you. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. It's time to do what? What do? We work, and we work for God. It's time to go to work. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap.